Are you leaving or retiring from your position? Here are some communication tips for letting the students and parents at your school know.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
In 2005, I knew that it was time to leave the school that I had spent 7 years at. I loved the school. I loved the students. I loved the staff I worked with. I don't think I can say I loved the admin there, but everybody else in there I loved, the parents also. I let them know there were some things that were just never seeming like they were going to change there. And I had a talk with one of my admin, and I said, here's some things I would like to see change. And I had been asking for those things for a number of years. And finally, that year, my seventh year there, they said, Mr. Devine, these things are never going to happen. So you need to just live with it. And they were things that I didn't feel like I could live with. So I let them know in February of that year that I would be leaving at the end of that school year. For some reason, they placed me on a gag order, and they said that I was not allowed to tell the students until they told me that I could. That was the most torturous thing for me. I was 37 at the time, and I followed the gag order. Now, at the age of 51, I think I would ignore the order if they didn't give me. They weren't willing to give me any answers. I said, well, when can I tell them? Well, we'll let you know. Well, I was bugging them every 2 to 3 weeks and never getting permission. Finally, in mid-April, I got permission to tell the students. It was the hardest thing, one of the hardest things I've done in my life. But I knew that the time had come to move on. So on a certain day when I had gotten the permission, I told the students that I was planning to leave. There was lots of crying, lots of hugging, and lots of questions. One of the things you want to make sure you do, if you're in a district where you're going to turn in a letter that you're stating that you're retiring or leaving, kind of like a resignation letter, then you're going to want to tell your students as soon as you turn in the letter. Some districts post the job very quickly, so you don't want the students or parents to find out because someone saw the job posting. I always think it's better to tell people in person. Yes, it's very difficult, but students need that time to process that. So I would tell the students in person, but also email the parents, maybe even in advance a little bit, so that they know when their students come home, there might be some questions or some feelings that are coming out. Even when you're in a difficult situation, still tell the students in person. I can't tell you how many students I've met who were very hurt when a teacher left and didn't say anything, didn't say goodbye, didn't say, hey, I'm leaving. They just found out when in the middle of summer that there was a new director hired. So even I know it can be difficult if you're let go in a difficult situation. It can be difficult to let the students know because your own emotions are working too. But that is going to be something that's going to help all the parties involved. You might want to plan an informal party, an ice cream social or something, if that's you. Some people don't want to do something like that. Some people, this just is an embarrassment to them. But if this is something that you want to have a chance for people to share their stories and their memories, and this probably works best in a good type of transition where someone is retiring and has been there for quite a while. Make sure that you script what you're going to say. I know that in the heat of the moment, sometimes our brains just aren't working. It can be an emotional time, whether you're leaving for good reasons or or for bad reasons. For me, it was a bittersweet time. I didn't have a position lined up yet, but I knew that it was time for me to move on, and I never wanted to be that director that stayed in a position just to have a job. So script what you're going to say, be positive. My circumstances were not 100% positive, but I tried to make it a positive experience for the students. I told them the truth. I told the students that some of the things I wanted to see happen in the band program weren't happening at that school, and that it was time for me to move on to someplace else where I might be able to see that happen. I like the idea of allowing questions. It's going to put you on the spot a little bit, but it will help the students process things. Even if some of the questions you just say, hey, I can't answer that at this time, or I don't have an answer for you, allow them to ask some questions. A lot of times the feelings that the students have, and one of the things you can do to reassure them, is to make them realize you're not leaving because of them. This is something that happens in life. People leave, people retire, people move on to other positions. I also like to remind them, I ask them, hey, are you planning on staying at this school after you finish 12th grade and turn 18? And their answer is always, of course not. And so I tell them it's one of those kind of things where life goes on and there's different things that happen in life. And just like they're going to leave the school, it's time for me to leave also. I would recommend that you make sure your principal knows first. You don't want your principal to find out by accident because you told your students, but they're kind of on the hook for trying to answer questions they might get from parents or students. This advice is especially important. Work your butt off to the end, to the very end. Make your last concert the greatest one ever. Leave the band room and the storage room and the library. Leave it in a position like you would want to have it. Leave everything in order. Leave the instruments in order. If you have a marching band, you might want to have the show for next year already in place for the next director. All the auditions for leadership and for who's supposed to be in what group. All of that done and ready to go. In both positions that I've been in, the director didn't do those things, and I came in and took over what seemed like a mess. The library here at my current school was just a complete mess. There was a stack of music 3 feet high of single pieces of music, two or three pieces from a song that had not been filed. So it looked like basically in 6 or 8 years, no one had done any filing. And that project took me most of my first year, a couple of hours a week, trying to get that in order. When I left my first position, I made sure that I left a jump drive with the incoming director. I left him my phone number. The jump drive had all my files so that he could use and copy that. It makes it much easier for the incoming director to be able to do that and gives them something to start with.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.